Book of Ezra, chapter 5, starting from verse 1.
Then the prophets Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them.
If you remember chapter 4, we heard that the enemy came to stop the work, and by force, because they got a letter from the king, and they came and stopped the work. But the chapter 5, the works begins. It sounded like, just happened one day. But it took 15 years to start it. As we learn, when the Cyrus gave the decree to start the temple, and we learn that the people were afraid, instead of building the temple, they start building the altar. And really, when they start building the temple, the enemy attacked them and got the letter from the king, they should stop it without his permission. If he gives the permission, then you can do it. But here in the chapter 5, almost 15 years later, and as we learn, here is saying, Haggai the prophet, Zechariah the prophet, prophesies to these people, especially the governor and the high priest. But here in this chapter, Ezra doesn't say what was the message from Haggai and what was the message from Zechariah. And so we already learned the Haggai, but I'm just giving for the reference, Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 to 15, almost the whole chapter. If you read, you got the message from Haggai. From Zechariah, we're going to read a couple of chapters and a couple of verses. Start with the Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1.
In the 8th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying.
Okay, what is saying? Let's read the Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 to 10.
Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth.
Now here is saying to Zerubbabel and Joshua, the Zechariah is encouraging. There is no one there to stop, even though they heard that enemy told them not to build it. He says this is the work of the Lord. God's eyes is upon you. If the God is watching you, then enemy has no power. You remember many times we saw when the enemy comes and people get afraid, and Elisha's servant starts saying, this enemy is too many and how can we defeat them? He said, God opened his eyes. When he saw the enemies, then the God's army were more than the enemy's army, and they were defeated. So here the word of God is saying, God's eyes is upon the people of God. And when he is putting the plumb, God is watching. And we will be learning in this chapter that God was with them and the work was going so smooth. Even the enemy told them not to do it. Okay, let's read the, we are in Zechariah chapter 8, verses 3 to 9.
Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built.
Now here we see Zechariah prophesying because God encouraged Zechariah. And God is saying, I want my people to come back to Jerusalem and live in peace. Today, if you see, the children cannot play in the ground. They cannot play on the street. He said the time will come, but this prophecy is talking about millennium. But the time of Zechariah, they don't know what God was trying to say. He's trying to say, build the temple and everything will be blessed and the children will be living in safety. The old people will be sitting there and watching their children and they will be having fun and no enemy can attack. Now, these people didn't know that he was talking about the even millennium temple and millennium things going to happen. The same thing happened in Haggai. Haggai starts with the chapter 1 with building this temple. But the same time he was talking about the millennium temple. So these people didn't know what God was saying, but God was giving the twofold message. If you remember, he says, build this temple and this temple will be better than the Solomon's temple. But Zerubbabel built the temple, it was not the better than the Solomon's temple. Then what he was trying to say, the temple is going to be better, that's the millennium temple. So here we see in the Zechariah chapter 5 verse 1, Haggai gave the message, Zechariah gave the message and tried to encourage these people, but the message is not in the book of Ezra. That's why we have to go to Zechariah and go to Haggai and find out what the message was. Okay, let's go back to the book of Ezra, chapter 5, verse 2.
Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them.
Now here they said, they heard the message from Haggai, they heard the message from Zechariah, and they were really, really inspired. They didn't care what the enemy is doing. They start saying, the Spirit of the Lord is with us, and God is going to help us, and nobody can stop us. And so not only Zerubbabel, not only the Jeshua, the high priest, not only him, but all the children of Israel, they were encouraged, and here they say, the prophet also helped them. That means the Haggai as well as Zechariah, they were helping to build the temple. Now, I don't know they actually they were laying the stones or they were watching and they say, okay, that's right, do this and do that. And somehow they were helping. So here it's saying the prophets were helping them. Now, you read about the Paul, wherever the Paul went, he helped the believers. Help this, somebody was a tent maker. Okay, I'm going to make a tent with you and I'm going to help you. When I was in India, I helped my church members. Whatever their needs was, not only financial need, but physical need. If I'm somebody's house and they need help, I will go and try to help them. And one lady says, you know, Pastor Peter, I need an amber charkha. And you don't know what the amber charkha is. Mahatma Gandhi said, we have to be self-supported, so everybody should make a thread, and everybody should make their own clothes. So the lady says, Pastor Peter, I want to get the amber charkha, but I am pregnant, and I have another baby, and so I cannot go. Could you please go and get the charkha for me? So I went to the company. And I said, how much is the charkha? I'm going to pay for it and I'll get it. They said, we don't give it like that. We want person who is using, they have to come and study. And they have to know how to use it. Otherwise, we'll give it to you, you buy it and you will not use it, so we don't want it. do it. So I said, sir, how many months it will take? So 9 months to 1 year. And how many hours you have to come? They said, come 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, I don't care. We have a quota. As long as you make this kind of thread and bundles, they have a quota. If you do it, you can do it in 1 day, you can do it in 1 year, 2 years, and then we'll give the machine, because we know when you do this, you are expert. So I said, okay, I joined, signed my name to study. Now it was first day, I was doing this like this. You have to do it with the hand, no machines. My stomach started having problems. Too much pain, but I did it anyhow. The next day, within 3 days, my stomach was telling me, stop it, this is crazy thing. I was very skinny like my son. I thought, this is not my spirit. I'm going to do it. So I start working and work so hard, work so fast, and within, this is 1 or 2 years course, I finish within 3 months. Within 3 months, I gave the quota and a superior quality, and I got the machine, and I gave it to the sister free, and she was so happy. The point I'm making here, the word of God says, the prophets were helping the people. Today, the pastors and ministers, they're thinking they are very high, and they don't want to help. Yesterday, some ladies were working in the church, and I said, I'll do something. But she said, no, Pastor Peter, leave us alone. Go and do your things. So I said, praise God, at least I offer my help. And then I went to my office and studied the book of Zechariah, 12 chapter. In one sitting, I studied the word. The point I'm making, the pastors and ministers, they are servants. And we have to serve the Lord. And sometimes, the bishop and popes, they used to carry them on the shoulder. Now we have cars, so they go in the car. But the people used to carry them on their shoulders like they are special. Their foot cannot touch the ground. The point I'm making here, the prophets were helping to do the work. And well, when we do work with a unity, you can do the work faster, better, and easier. Okay, let's go back to the book of Ezra, chapter 5, verse 3.
At the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shethar-Boznai and their companions, and said thus unto them, who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall?
Now these people are happy, joyful. Everybody is team up to do the job, and they didn't care what the king said or what other people said. And these people heard the prophecy. They are excited. They are trying to do the job. In the word says, at the same time. See, when you want to do something for the Lord, the same time the phone will ring. The same time somebody will call you. The same time somebody will come to your house. You're ready to go to church. The same time somebody will distract you to go somewhere else. And so this is the enemy's trick. If I get a call from somebody and say, we are going to come to your house Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, I would tell them, come direct to church and meet me at the church, and I will talk to you after the service. But I'm not going to stay home, or my wife is not going to stay home to entertain you, because we are sold out to God. If you want to come, come Monday or some other day. If you're coming Sunday, come to church. We are not going to sit for you in this house. Whatever you decide to do the things for the Lord, that's the time enemy will come. When you decided to fast one day, or decide to read Bible one day, decided to go and preach the gospel or witness to somebody or something, the same time the enemy will come. Now the same time the enemy came, not one, two important people. One is the governor, but other side of the river, that is the Euphrates River, one side the Jerusalem, other side this other people, enemy, beyond the, what you call, the Euphrates River. And this is name called Tatanai, and whether another one, Shelsaster, Bosnia. Now, Bosnia name, we are very familiar. But these two people and their families and their companies and their co-workers and surrounding country people come. We don't know one or two people, maybe thousands of people. Like, you know, some picketing, they want to stop the work. Then not one person comes. There comes like a thousand, some million people gather there. The word of God says the devil comes like a roaring lion. Is it a lion? Like a lion. Try to scare you. What the word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You don't have to run from the devil. Let the devil run from you. The dog is barking and coming at you. You start running, dog will run faster than you and bite you. But the dog is barking and you look at him and make a louder noise than him, he will put the tail in and run for his life. When you are afraid, they are going to attack you. So that's what these people came. Not the ordinary people. A governor comes to your door, you should be afraid. So the governor and many other people came to stop their work. And the first thing they're asking, who gave you permission to build this temple and make this wall? Give us the name of those people. Who told you to do it? Because they knew these people are breaking the law. But the word of God says, even the mother and father tells you to do something which is not godly, don't do it. He says, obey your parents in the Lord. If the parent says, don't go to church, you go. If the parent says, steal, you don't. Because we have to obey the Lord first. So these people are obeying the Lord. God says, build the temple. Here enemy says, don't build the temple. Who should you listen? You listen to God. And God says, this is not by the man's power, this is by the power of God. If the God is with you, nobody can against you. And if there are million against you and God is with you, you are majority. You are nothing to be afraid of anybody. So these people are coming with the power and trying to say, who gave you authority to build it? Who are those people building it? And why this wall is up? Because first time they came, there was no wall. They just laid a foundation. They stopped them. Now the wall is up. And so they were a little bit angry. Verse 4.
Then said we unto them after this manner, what are the names of the men that make this building?
Now this said, then we said, this, who are saying this? These are the false enemies, the governor and the Bosnai. Those are the people saying, we said to these people, means they are writing to the another king, King Darius. Now they said, we went to those people and we told these people, why are you building this? And we asked them, give us name of these people who are building this. So they thought, we give the names, give it to the king, and king will persecute them or even the kill them. And so he said, we want the names of the people. And that's what he's trying to say, the king. We went there and we wanted to see who is building this, and we want the name of the people. So what happened? Did they give the name? Did they give the list of the people? See what he's saying. Verse 5.
But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter.
Now they're writing this is to the king. How we were frustrated. We went there. We stopped the building. They could not stop. We asked the names. And they could not give us the name. And this is what happened. And so they are saying, we are writing to you this thing because we are frustrated. We cannot stop them. But eyes of the Lord is upon them. How did they know? They didn't see eyes of God. How they come to know that eyes is God upon them and God is with them and they are building with the power of God? You can see it. For example, you go and watch if somebody is building the building. And you watch there and there's somebody gives them a brick. And they have to put the brick and put the plumb line. And they put it and they put it and then they see this brick is crooked or this stone is crooked. They give it back and chisel it and bring it back. It takes a long time. But when these people are building, they are bringing the big, big stones and they are lining up and work is going smooth. They have no interruption. Everything, as soon as they put the stone, is done. Bring another one. And they are doing very well and no interruption. And they might be watching how this work is happening. And the big, big stone they are bringing, and nobody's huffing and nobody's puffing and nobody's breaking their back or nobody's breaking their toes. And everything going smooth. And so they saw, we cannot stop this work. These people's God is with them. God is watching their work like a, God says the perfect. This, I'm holding the plumb line and everything is fine. And they are bringing this and putting the timber in the middle and breaking the stone. And the order was given by the Cyrus, we'll be reading in the chapter 6, put the big, big stone in the three lines of stone. Can you imagine? It's not like if you see today's, they're making the houses, they put a one block, cement block, one block. And when you're using the bricks, they put the two bricks. And sometimes they make even the one brick or the stucco and make the building fast. But these people were building three big giant stones. You cannot hold it in your hand. They have to bring it from the mountain. They were not having these heavy duty machines what we have today. And the one stone was like, I don't know how many tons. Not this much, big ton, big stone. And so these people watched and they saying, wow, the eyes of God is upon these people. And these people are building this temple and they don't have any problem. And so they were a little bit amazed. Verse 6.
The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shethar-Boznai and his companions, the Apharsachites, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him wherein was written thus, unto Darius the king all peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on and prospereth in their hands.
See, now they are writing to the king. They said, this is what we observed. We went there, we found out what they're doing, and they are using great stone, they are using great timbers, and they are building it. And they are building the temple to the great God. See, they would have said, they're building the temple to the false God or God we don't believe. But God did not allow their tongue to say bad things. You remember one king called the prophet to curse the children of Israel? Balak called him and Balaam comes to curse the children of Israel. He went east, west, north, south, all the places he went, but he, instead of cursing, he blessed. And King got so frustrated, said, get out of here. I called you to curse these people, and you keep on blessing. He said, if God blesses, how can I curse? So here these people came to destroy it, stop it, but now they're coming and telling the king, you know what? They are building a temple to the great God. And they are building, and God is providing their needs, and they are building with a great stone and timbers, and the walls are coming up, and they are prospering. Means this is going all smooth, and no interruption. And so in short, they are trying to say, This is not our job to stop it. King, you do something. That's what they are trying to say to the king. Verse 9.
Then asked we those elders and said unto them thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls?
Now they are again writing that we went there and asked those people, who is building this temple? We want the name. They could have said, hey, we are all building. We are all Israeli people. But they said, I want to know who is your main person. Do you know when they say, if there is a leader and followers, kill the leader, then followers run away and everything stops. But here he's saying, we want to know who is your leader and who is doing this. So, children of Israel, they were not afraid. They were going to give the name, but they were very, very smart. Instead of giving the name, they described them who the people are. Let's read the verse 10.
We asked their names also to certify thee that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up.
Now they are saying, do you want to know who we are? We are the servant of great God who created heavens and earth, and we are the servant of that God. And we are not building ordinary temple. One of our great King Solomon who built this temple, and now we are building on the same area and we are rebuilding the temple, and this is what we are doing. And we want to know who we are. We are the servant of Most High God who created heavens and earth. Go and tell him. Tell your king. We are the people of God. Okay, verse 12.
But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon.
Now what these people did, I'm talking about the Zerubbabel and Jeshua, what they did, they said, okay, instead of you going and telling them what we are doing, we are going to write and give it to you letter. And in this letter they start saying, we are building the house for the great God. This great king already built this temple. And what happened to our temple? Our temple was built and we were blessed. And if you go and check the history, you remember last chapter, they went and checked the history and they said, whoa, we know this Jerusalem is a bad city. And they were having bad kings to them, because the kings were there like a Solomon and King David. They were ruling over us and we were giving them taxes and we were their servants. And now the table is turned to our side. Now we are going to persecute them and we are going to tell them to give the taxes to us. And that's what their idea was. And so now he is saying, let me tell you, this governor and these prophets are saying, let me tell you the history. Why we are building the temple? This temple was built by one of the great king, and his name was famous around the world. And so we were very happy. We were doing the job. But all of a sudden, some of our Jewish people start going astray from the living God, and God was angry. And God was angry, and that's the reason he gave this kingdom, gave this temple in the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And if you see the story, and if somebody knows the history, God says, I give it to you. And he was thinking, God did not give it to me. I got it myself. And when he went to his terrace and the saying, this is all, I did it, and my power. God says, okay, I'll show it to you who did it. And he became a crazy man, and they have to drag him to the jungle, and he ate the grass like an animal, his hair like feathers, and he was there for a while until he said, all the kingdom given by God. So they know the history. But he, by God's grace and God's power, God told him, take everything, whatever you want. And he put it, store it in his temple. And as you know, his son took some of the things and started using it, and his kingdom was gone, and he killed in the same night. But the same story, they are not telling about his son died or anything, but they are saying this is the reason God allowed this Nebuchadnezzar to take our stuff to the Babylon. And this is what happened. Let's read the verse 13.
But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God.
Now he says, but the Babylonian king, same king, the Cyrus, made a decree. Because there is only one Cyrus. But there are two Darius and Artaxerxes, there are three. But the Cyrus was the one. He said, the same Cyrus who gave the decree to build the temple the first year of his reign. So the same king gave us the decree. And so you will be learning more about his decree in the chapter 6. But in this chapter, they are just giving the idea why we building this temple. We are building this because the King Cyrus gave us the decree. He said, go and build it. Not only he gave the order to build it, he did something more. Read the verse 14.
And the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon, those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor.
Now see, they are saying, you want to know more? That Cyrus the king gave the decree to go and build the temple. But whatever the articles were, the temple, gold and silver, he took it from the Babylonian temple and he gave it to the governor. And here the governor's name is saying Sheshbazzar. Now you know that Sheshbazzar is the same one, the governor, what is his name now? Zerubbabel. One second. Now Zerubbabel and Sheshbazzar is the same people. But the Zerubbabel was name given by his mother and father, but the Sheshbazzar was name given by the Cyrus. So the Cyrus says, these people are saying, Cyrus gave all these articles to the governor Sheshbazzar. And he says, he is the one got all these articles and all these things, and not only that, he gave him the order to build the temple. People are saying. And this letter was, they could have given seal letter, but they gave it to them, they read it, and they did not throw it out, or they did not burn it out, but they just wanted to give it to the Darius. Now this is the second, this is a different king. This is almost the third king. Now they giving this letter to this Darius. And they are giving the story about Cyrus. Now, Cyrus is the first king who was the great king for this Persian kingdom. He is the one started, and his kingdom was all over. The other people just followed him. But Cyrus was the first one to ruling that area. So, verse 15.
And said unto him, take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place.
Now he says, not only the Cyrus gave all these vessels, gold and silver, and we read thousands of dollars worth this gold and silver was. But he says he gave the gold and silver, and then he said, okay, you go and take this to the temple of your God, and then build the temple for your God. So he said he not only gave these articles, But he gave the order to build the temple. But he did not mention some more things because it will be coming in another chapter. But he not only gave the order to build, he said, we will be giving money from the Cyrus treasury to build the temple. So they had not only giving the silver and gold, not only giving the order to build the temple, they said, we will give the money to build the temple. So why? Because we learned in earlier, God inspired Cyrus. And God says to Cyrus, 200 years ago, he was not even born. And the prophecy was given about the Cyrus. Cyrus is going to let my people go, and Cyrus is going to build the temple. And then Cyrus says, 200 years ago, God knew my name. And so the word of God says, God inspired the Cyrus. And that's what he was doing. But as I said earlier, children of Israel, they did not take the advantage to build the temple. They were afraid, and they start building the altar. And it took a long time. Now almost 15 years passed, and now this people's temple is still struggling to build. And they are trying to stop them, but see what's happening. Let's read the verse 16.
Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished.
Now, they are saying, you know what? The King Cyrus gives the command. The same governor is still alive, and same governor is building this temple. Other kings are already gone. The Cyrus is gone, the Artaxerxes is gone, the Darius has come, but the governor is still alive. Same governor building this temple for God. And they did not write in this. These are the Israeli people are writing. They did not say, you know what? Artaxerxes the king stopped us. And since that time, 15 years passed, and we didn't build anything. And then our prophet came and told us, don't listen to that king. Go ahead, and God's eyes is upon you, and build this temple. They didn't write, they just skipped that. Why? Because you find the fault in their government. They don't like it. They won't like it. So they simply said, we started this work from the time of Cyrus. And now we are still building. So they are saying, this is a big project. It will take a long time. And so we are building it for the Lord, and we are building up to now, but it is not yet finished. It will take a little longer time. They didn't say how much time took for Solomon to build the temple. And if you study that, Herod the king tried to build the temple. It was already built. Who built? This Zerubbabel built this temple. And that Herod the king decorated this temple. And how many years he did? 46 years. So he made much more better and much more beautiful than the Solomon's temple. That's what the Lord was saying. It will be much more beautiful. But he was not talking about this temple. He was talking about the new millennium temple. So here he's saying, the foundation is made, the houses we are building, and it's not yet finished, but we are just keep on building it, yet it's not finished. And that's what they're writing in verse 17.
Now, therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so, that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem. And let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter.
Now see in this letter, whoever wrote the letter, the governor wrote it, or the Haggai or Zechariah or what the priest wrote it, but they wrote it with a very wisdom. They are saying, you know, king, they are writing to Darius. You know, king, we already told you what happened, but if you want to know all of these things, where is it written? It's written in the Cyrus diary, and you will find that in the treasury, king's treasury house. They already know the address. They already know where the things are kept. So he's saying, I'm just requesting you, this all the history we are talking, we are not lying. We are telling the truth. And if you want to search this, what we're saying, you just has to go to king's treasury house and open and see. And you will find out that this king, what he wrote, is a truth. And then when you find out, you will see the king has given the decree to build this temple. So in short, they are trying to say, the first king who said something that has the power. Our first president was Washington. So whatever the Washington said still has power today. And whatever the Mahatma Gandhi said, it still has power today to Indian people. So whoever the founder says something, it has more power. So they are saying Cyrus the king was the founder of your kingdom. And he has given the decree. And if you want to find out where the decree is found, they gave the address, they gave the place, you go and find it. So Cyrus the king knew these people, they are very knowledgeable, because the governor, Sheshbazar or Zerubbabel, those governor were not ordinary people. Those people were standing with the king and they were very attached to the king and they knew everything about the king. And so when you say president and then the governor, very close to each other. And so they knew everything. Now they are saying, you know what? You check this, and when you find this, do us a favor. Do you know when you write somebody a letter and you want something from them, what you write? Waiting for your favorable reply. So in advance you're saying, don't write something that we will be disappointed. We want to know you are going to write to us favorable reply. And that's what we have to say to somebody, positive. And so these people are writing positively. He said, you know what? We told you the truth. Now you go and check it out. And then we check. And then do us a favor. Give us the favorable reply. And you are his followers. If your boss told us to do this, why are you going against him? Give us the favorable reply. And that's what the letter stopped. And so, here we read. The chapter 5 shows us the devil came to destroy the works, but God's power was with them. God's grace was with them. And God's favor was with them. And that's why we didn't find any accident. Nobody got hurt. And everybody were working hard, and the building was going smooth. And even there was so much gap, you will be learning when the Darius gives the again decree in his second year or so, and the work was finished in his sixth year or seventh year. It means within 5 years, they built the temple. See? Some places they got 46 years and 40 years and 15 years or 20 years. So the point I'm making, when God is with us, God can give us the wisdom, give us the knowledge, give us the finances, and everything what we need. Sometimes it looks like a mountain. When you look at your problem, they look like a mountain and you get scared. When I see the mountain, I'm not going to dwell on the mountain. Why? Because the word of God says, magnify the Lord. When you're looking at the problem, you magnify the Lord. You make your Lord so big than your mountain. And when you make your Lord bigger, then the mountain looks smaller. And that's what God told us. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We cannot look at the people who coming to trouble us. We cannot look at the power of the government. Government can stop anything, say, don't do this, don't do that. But we have to see if God told us to stop this, if God told us not to do these things. So the point I'm making, when you're afraid, the devil comes after you. In our language, it says, Bhita Pate Bhut Lage, something like that. Means, if you are afraid, then the ghost will come after you. So you should not be afraid. If you are afraid, everything will look bad. There was one man, he was afraid of ghost. And you look at outside and there was a ghost on his tree. And he was so afraid, the ghost is sitting on the tree. And next day he saw that was a white sheet of cloth came from somewhere on his tree. So, you know, sometime when you, whatever you think, that's what is happening to you. Our God says, tell this mountain to be moved, and it will be moved. And I already told you, one day I wanted to test the Lord's word, and I said, Lord, your word says, say to this mountain, be thou removed. And I said, I'm going to say to this mountain. And I literally stood in front of a mountain, and I said, mountain, I command you from the word of God, be thou removed. And I left. 1 year later, I came there, there was no mountain. What happened? Mountain didn't go flying away, but the government found some rocks, and they wanted to make a gravel and things like that. And they, within a year, the mountain was like a flat, not only flat, they were water, some of the pond of water all around. So they dig in even the deeper, and the mountain was gone. So I went to that friend's house and believer's house. And I said, what happened to the mountain? He said, it's gone. I said, I prayed. I just prayed some mountain should be gone so I can come easily to your house because I have to climb the mountain to come to your house. But the mountain is gone. So it's work. It works. I found out if you say according to the word of God, and the word of God will come true. So these people, they believed. I am not afraid what the people are saying. Governor was afraid a little bit. The Joshua priest was afraid. But the prophet came and prophesied. And they prophesied that what God's power is all about. And not to be afraid of anybody. And they convinced the people. And people start building. The next chapter you will read. The Darius and searches according to what the Israeli people told them. And this enemy gave the letter. And when he sees everything in that, he gives the decree back. And he even tells the people when they read the letter. In that letter is even said, these two people who came to oppose, that two people's names are in that Cyrus letter. And he says, if these two people try to harass you, these people should be destroyed. And not only that, says anybody come to stop the work, go to their house, take a beam out of their house, and crucify them on that beam. And so I thought, wow, this kind of letter there was there. Why these people didn't tell these people from the beginning? But instead of saying go to see the Cyrus letter, they say go and check the history, what these Israeli people do damage to us. So they check the Israeli people, what they did, and they got angry and they said, stop the work because these Israeli people and Israeli kings are bad kings. We don't want them to prosper. But here, God's messengers said, we don't want that kind of research. Go and see what the Cyrus said. And when they found out, work was progressing. We have billions of enemy against us. But let's say if God is for us, who can be against us? So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, how you give these people courage not to be afraid of mob of people or the governor or any other person, but just fear the Lord and do the job. And they did it by the grace of God. Give us grace not to be afraid of anyone or anything. and do your will on this earth for the glory of God. We commit our lives into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.